in English, and then there'll be some translation. Come on up, Brother Kendrick.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I feel Holy Ghost here, and this is a good place to worship together. I give honor to our God. Also, I give honor for Bishop, his family, that they allowed me to be here. God gave opportunity to meet them. They meet us in Ukraine. Yes. Long time ago. Yeah, but I guess this is not the last time. Yeah, I invite you personally, family, to visit Kiev. Praise God for my English little bit. Yeah, I don't have experience to speak English and to preach in English. Always I preach with translator. But today I don't have translator. I ask God to help me to share this word. And I also ask God to help you to understand me. But anyway, I believe that the presence of our Lord is here. And I just follow that God start to do for this service. And I forgot the name worship leader, Nichols. And he start to preach my message. And this is not my message. I believe that God prepare in his spirit in our life. Together with the same blessings, our God. I'll read my message because I don't have translator, but I believe that God touch our heart. Amen. Through this service. Yes. Because he know every heart. He know our life. And he know that sometimes we make some mistakes. But we know that he is ever love God. If we, every time, every moment, we know if we will come back to him, an open heart, he hug us with his love and he forgive us. And he wants to bless us. Let's pray that God help us for during this message. Bishop, would you pray for me?
Father, we pray for Brother Tommy of today as an empty vessel waiting upon you. Let your word, your spirit be expressed through the words chosen and led of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint our ears to hear and receive of you. We wait upon the voice of the Spirit today in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
You're welcome. I'm so sorry. Is my glasses here? In your, I guess. Or not. In the car. Andre, would you bring my glass? Yeah. And I just... I want to say that God has plan for each of us. I didn't have plan to go to Kiev. I didn't have plan to meet Bishop or other pastors. But God know our future. And he hear every our prayer during the times. And he knows how to bless us. And that time when we were in Kiev, that time that my brother Skunover visited us, thank you. We had special prayer in Kiev because this is 5 million people. This is no church who baptized in Jesus' name, any organization. And God invited me to went to Kiev with big family. And that time, it was special time for us. God sent them to help spiritually, to bless us, because we know we need sometimes, if we asked God to help, and God put somebody or something in your life. God loves to bless us. Yeah. And I pray that God bless today, like special way, each of us. I want to share this message, like price our blessings. Each blessing has price. We understand that we received salvation for free. We didn't pay. But this is not free. God paid for our salvation. But when he put us in his way, we need to follow. And we must pay some price for blessings. I want to follow that message that God gave me when I prayed about this. I type in Russian language and then translate it. I want to follow because I believe this is the will of God for today. God also says, if you listen my voice and keep my commandment, I bless you. And I bless your child. I bless your generation. But he also told that God also says that if you not listen my voice and will not keep my commandments, then you will suffer the curse. We will know that we will not always have all things that we want or feel like we would like to. Feeling and emotions is important. They are important for our life. Because God created feeling and emotion. But in our way for the Lord, we should not rely on how we feel, but we must have full trust and obedience to God. That's about the price of the blessing. And I want to talk about the price that a person has to pay in the way of following the Lord until the end. I would like to read Isaiah chapter 3. Would you help me? Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Would you read?
Say ye to the righteous, that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him.
Everyone wants a happy and blessed life, But not everyone wants to follow the path of blessing. We read about this man that Noah, Enoch, Abraham, David, and another woman and man. We know that they are that people, they went to path of their desires. That not their desire, this desire that came from God. They follow God. But also, we know another people like Cain, brother of Jacob, Esau, or king of Saul, they start to follow their desire, yes, not will of God. They were, God blessed them, but on their path, they start to follow their desire. Instead of blessing, they received a curse. God blessed the children Noah because Noah was obedient. God blessed Abraham's generation because Abraham was obedient. God blessed David because David was obedient. Because these ordinary people believed God and loved him with all their heart, more than anything is this world. I would like to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15 and 16. Would you help me, please?
And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city.
It is not always easy to take the path of faith and obedience to God. There are enemies who do not have any love for God or to people. They are trying every way to deceive or frighten you. Also, our own flesh that never wants no hardship and suffering. That is why it is written that the flesh is always opposite the spirit. We all believe in Jesus Christ and follow him. Jesus said that all who follow me will be there where I am. Not all who begin the path will be blessed, but those who go to the end. We can go all the way and carry out his purpose and calling in our life if we believe, love, obey him, and continue to follow him no matter the cost. Jesus said that this path is narrow and there are a lot of enemies, and there will be a test of our faith. But he wasn't done there. He also said that he will be with us and give us the strength to overcome and boundaries and be with you until the end. Praise God. He keep his promise. And he opened full picture that we will meet in our way something, but he always with us every time. And I want to say that I am blessed because my father has lived faithfully and was dedicated to God. He was blessed because his father had paid the price of dedication and enter it into a blessing. And I want to share a testimony with you. The blessing of God came to our family. I remember that I testimonied that time, but I want to say that why we are blessed people. Yes. This is not because I am better than another. But I am blessed.
Yeah, thank you, God.
I want to talk about the price of the blessings. My grandfather was born 1899 and was an ordinary man who followed tradition of the Orthodox Church. But at the same time, he was drinking, smoking, and there was no peace and love in the family. It seems normal. But one time, an evangelist came to preach the gospel. My grandfather and his friend went to listen to the gospel. So in 1929, my grandfather repented with his friend. And in 1930, these two families were baptized. My father was only 2 years old. So in 1930, a new church was opened. After that, many people believed and joined the church. After a few years, the authorities started to persecute my grandfather and tried to force him to abandon his faith in Christ. But he continued to stand in faith. I want to say that this is not easy sometimes, but if we open really our heart and Jesus become our Lord, yes, he gave revelation about our life and eternal life. Yes. In the fall of 1943, the persecution of believers began, and they issued a law that believers in Christ had to deny their faith. They made a list of all the families, and my grandfather was at the top of that list. He did not give up his faith and didn't sign what they asked him to agree to. They began to beat him, and even he was on the ground, they processed to beat him and tried to make him turn away from God. They stopped when he was almost dead. Lord strengthened him, and he was barely holding to a fence, and he came home covered in blood and was wounded. After that, some believers had a fear of the authorities, stopped going to church. April 15, 1945, my grandfather died. He was 46 years old. Grandma's stay was left with 8 children. My father was 17 years old. He was a boy. He remembers all those terrible events and experience in their family. At this time, the church shut down. They prayed secretly in their homes. In 1946, the communist government, because they changed Orthodox to communist government, took all of the business, land, crops, and livestock from people. And that year was a drought, and there was no harvest in the field. And that evening, the winters was so strong and no food. And people began to die of hunger. It was a hard and cruel time. Every day, the dead were collected into cart and buried in one grave. Grandma had eight children, and they did not have anything to eat. All they had was our ever-loving God. God did many miracles, and they survived the famine. Why I told that, the God started to spoke with this brother. Praise God for America. Yes. Praise God for good time. Yes. We have all. We have bread. We have water. We have peace. Yes. But sometimes this is enough for not enough for us. Sometimes we forgot the price that Jesus gave to us. And we want more and more and more. And God told that you do not take this with you when you died. But we have something today. And I pray that God bless America. Because America is also blessed for many countries. But if we have all, also we must pay full price our dedication to follow God. This is different way that the people didn't have any food whole year. We do not realize what is this. If we want to realize, just live like 1 week with food. It's possible when we fasting. We fast, yeah. We have water. We know that we have in the refrigerator. We have peace. But this is, people didn't have food 1 year. They didn't have food because somebody came in your house. That place, they took all your business. All what you have. That's all become like government. And you do have nothing. It's good if have rain. Maybe they will be very poor. Maybe one day, one during the day, something else. But this is nothing a whole year. And I talk about the price that we paid of our dedication, the price of blessings. And my grandfather, before his death, knew that he was not going to live. He prayed to God just like Jesus prayed for his disciples. He prayed saying, "Lord Jesus, I dedicate all my family to you. I no longer can be a husband to my wife and father to my children. You be father for them, bless them and keep them so they can be your holy generation." My grandmother devoted herself to the Lord and her children. It was her dedication price, and God rewarded her. God has kept her and all the children safe during the famine. It is in time of famine, with great confidence and prayer to God, she raised eight children and Obhanet boy who was their neighbors because his whole family died during the famine. She took him in as her own, even though they had nothing to eat, and through her he was saved also. In 1947, the communist authorities allowed to believers to gather again. The church began to grow, but the summer of 1949, my grandmother was arrested. My father said that KGB searched their house. After 3 days, the grandmother was released. At a time, that time was a suffering, poverty, and persecution began. The communists, they counted together at 9. Not communists, because the communists closed the church again. They counted together at night in their homes. I remember when I was a little boy, my parents took me to pray with them at my grandmother's house. I remember those moments. They were praying with tears at their knees. They sang and prayed so beautiful in tongues. It was not safe to come to those gatherings, but our parents continued to do it. My parents were blessed because their parents have devoted themselves completely, even if me meant to die. That is the price of blessing. Our parents continued their journey of faith, and they paid the price of dedication to God so that their 7 children can grow in faith even during humiliations and persecutions. My wife and I also grew up in this system of disbelief, ridicule, humiliation and persecutions. It was not easy to raise 8 children. Everything that comes our way, we understand that it is our price of dedication to God and for our children to get blessing up to 1,000 generation more. I share with you this word and witnesses once again to remind all of us and show that we should not be afraid to live a real Christian's life. It is impossible to receive, means not impossible, to receive blessing without being fully dedicated to God. Another way, if we want to receive blessed, we must dedicate our life to God. Not only our life, but all what He gave to us. Another way, devoting yourself to God means to give ourselves completely and all that we have. I believe that each of us would like blessing from God. They come, that blessing, in our faith and our dedication to Him. Also, God says that there will be a difference between the righteous and the wicked, between the people that serve Him and the ones that do not. We have honor of blessing called His children. I'm so thankful to God that He loves whole people. And He pay price for all people. He has blessings for whole people. And He invite all people. And during that people didn't receive God, they have blessing from God every day. Rain, air, something, all. Because this is from God. But if they do not receive in their life, they do not have that blessings that we have. Because the life is short. But this blessing that God gave us, that I try to share this message, that price of our blessings, we meet of this path, this way. And I know that Satan, during the night and day, he work to stop people different way. Like he told to Jesus, you want to be a king? You want to have a good life? Look at this. This is all mine. But he is a liar. This is all from God. But that's, he is a liar. If you want, I'll give you. Why some Christians, they start, but then they turn away from God to material blessings. And God says, if you do not follow, you do not receive that blessings, because you stop your journey. You do not pay price. Your children, maybe you are man this life blessing because your parents, but your children, your life in the end, your children, they do not receive. And I know you see some people, you know some people, but I'm so thankful God that he put in our life something special, his life, and understanding that our life is short here, but our life not short. She is eternal life. Just here. If we do not focus our faith to receive God's blessing for only this life, this is like sinners. But we need blessings. We need food. We need money. But these blessings we have because, and the sinner have. But we need some blessing that God told Abraham on all that people. If you follow me, if you listen my voice, if you keep my commandment, I bless you. You know, Abraham was rich. And the same time that God called him, he had gold, silver, he had business. But God told him, I bless you and your family, your generation. I talk about these blessings because we do not pay money for these blessings. But in these blessings, we have joy. We have peace. We have Spirit of God. We have hope. If we have something in our life, like a famine or war, God gave to us promises. That our life is so, how to say this, not expensive, but maybe I have some words. Another, our life is precious in his eyes. Yes. Yes, I want to tell you, today is a good time again to dedicate our life. To give our life completely and not our, on our life, but that all God gave us. He paid price for us. If what we have, what all we have, this is come from God. And sinners, they God bless them materially, but they have curse. I want to have these blessings. I thank God that my grandfather paid the price for that blessing. My parents paid the price, and we follow that journey. And God bless us. He fill us in the Holy Ghost. And He gave to us 8 children. And we try to follow that path, that journey. We realize that let our children see us. What does mean God for our life? We must be holy. Holy, because God is holy. And not holy in the church, but holy in the life. In our home, that God told, if I do not love this, this is not holy. Do not keep your home, your life, all what we have. God told that your children has to see that all this holy. Yes, sir. And doesn't matter it's easy this or not. Jesus said, what I saw in my Father, yes, I do this. What I saw in our family, I continue. What my children saw during the life, I pray that they continue this, because God told this, gave promise. If you keep my commandment, if you listen my voice, I bless you, your children, 1,000 generation. God gave us also grandkids, and this is 5th generation. I know this is not that because we are better. Not. We all, with our God, we all sinners. But we know that if we do not pay our price, if we do not dedicate our life and all what He gave to us, we do not receive that blessing that God promised to Abraham, to all children. We do not finish our journey. If we do not, if we stop to be holy, this is so important. God loves us. He is here. His throne is here. When we worship, I feel God. He told that if you gather together in my name, I'm here. He is a healer. He is a savior. He is a way for all blessings. Today he is the same. God, Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, the first church and the last church day. God told in the last day, a lot of Christians, they do not full dedicated their life. God told they do not came in my kingdom. Because a lot of things in the last day come. That maybe 50 years ago, we didn't know about this. And God told, be careful. for your life. Because if you do not careful your life, and that journey, what you left in our back in your children. Today I pray that God touch each our heart. During the my English is not good, but I know the word of God is great. I know each of us we need blessings. Sometimes some people lost some years on their journey, Christian journey. Some people, a lot of people, they lost their children. The children is the higher price. This is not the gold. This is not silver. This is blessings for God. If we lost them, we lost everything. I know some parents, they lost sometimes years, but I know also God told, come. He told, just open heart and just come. I'm here. I touch you. Some people come, they want to God touch for blessings like for life. But God wants to touch your heart today. Because he knows every heart. He knows every people. And he knows, he see heart. They open for him. And he touched them and blessed them. This is a church. God church. Jesus church. His throne is here to touch you, to heal you, to bless you, to make you a holy people, a people who has special place in the heaven, a people who, that God writes your name in his book. This is more than money, gold, right, and others. God told, I bless you. I do not leave you. But this is our heart when we come to altar, when we open our heart, when we see in our heart eyes through him, and we say, our Father, this is the, for his eyes, this is the precious. And he has a blessing. If somebody of us, I don't know, if somebody of us, we lost some years, or you dedicated but not full, maybe you dedicated but stopped the journey, today is a good day. It's the best day that I have opportunity to go to God, to his altar here. Yes, yes. And to say, God, forgive me. Forgive me, God. And today, I dedicated all my life. In what you gave me wife, children, and materials, things. Today I dedicated it all you gave me to you. I want to be yours, to receive your blessings for my generation thousand. I know you gave me promise to be with me for all my life. God also heal your heart. He will heal your mind. And he heals you, heal your life. And also, sometimes during this prayer, we didn't ask for body healing or something else. But that blessing spiritually that came, that will come in our life during our dedication to Him with our heart. Some problems just they gone, or how they just go out. Because full Jesus, full kingdom came from full open heart. And His throne here. And no Satan, no demons, they do not have some place. I remember one woman came in our church, and he repented, and he has a problem in your house. And her life become like demons come in her life. But I took a couple of people, my wife and one sister, we went to that home. And when we opened door, when her husband opened door, when we came, and she was like, good. But we start to talk in Jesus' name. Yes. And we start to pray. And that time, she start to cry. Not tear, but to speak aloud, how to say. Yeah. And she said, как she будет? Не мучите нас. Гато някой там мачи, каза, няма мачи. Okay, I'll try. You know, when Jesus went to gathering that, and that demons start, do not curse us, or how to say? Не мучите нас. Yeah. This woman, she is alone, but there are thousands voices.
Yes.
But that door, that house, was he opened, and God came, and all the thousand demons, they go out, and she become free, because Jesus came. I have a dream, and I have desire that all Christian people who baptize in Jesus' name, they do not lose their life, they do not lose their mind, they do not lose their children, their generation. This is the faith. Demons all around. And Jesus told enemies a lot of, but he told me, I'm with you. I'm a king. I'm with you. I gave you power. In Jesus' name, they do not have nothing in our life. Right. And this day, I feel that some people today need blessings. Some people like need more to dedicate their life. I often dedicated my life. I'm a Christian. I'm a blessed man. Not my materials. I'm blessed man spiritually. And sometimes, time at time, in my home and church, I just need my knees, yeah, and I start to pray. I told God, I'm not better for other people. I'm the same. But your mercy in my life. I dedicated my life. But I also remind God, I dedicated my life and what you gave me, my children, their children, that you said, I bless you, 1,000 generation. I all dedicated you what you have, what you gave me. This is yours. This is not mine. I want to be yours. And this during the prayer that I'm Christian, I have Holy Ghost, I'm a blessed man. But I remind who I am, I remind me who I am, I want to say that I'm yours, my God. Bless me. Keep my children. Because this last day, the Satan try to do something and focus their life to keep eyes a little bit this. And I dedicated them. I pray for them. And I want them, during the, my life, I want that they see my life. Because I am same the man like other. Why I always come to the altar and I knees and I open heart and God continue because he told me, you are holy people. You have truth. If you will listen my voice, keep my commandments, that a lot of people do not read Bible. If you keep my commandments, I will bless you. Yeah, I pray about this. I would like to pray for you also. I believe here is the throne of God. You come here because the Jesus is here. And he meet you. I feel with Holy Ghost that this altar is open right now. This church, she is a light here. Not the building, but that people who dedicated their life and pay price. And God have blessing. I feel the Holy Ghost that this altar is open. Just come. God touch you. He will touch you. He will meet you. This is the great time. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus, for this church, for these people, for this time that we have opportunity for you to dedicate our life with all. I know you touch these people with your Holy Ghost and you listen right now their heart. Heal their life. Forgive our mistakes, God. Heal our life, our mind, our body. And let be a woman and man that we are ready to pray for the price, blessings price for our generation, because this is your promise.